Words hurt. Words hurt, don't they? They hurt. Now you can be like the man who got physically assaulted. That hurts. That hurts in a lot of ways. I mean, it hurts physically, but it hurts emotionally and all. That hurts, and that's a certain type of hurt that's associated with that. But there's a hurt from words that has a pain that's unique to itself. And if you walked away, if you seek to live for the Lord, if you're seeking to live for the Lord, if you're seeking to walk with Him, the Lord says, you will be spoken badly of. You will be talked hurtfully of. You know, the word that's used toward God about this is blasphemy. And you know what? The word blasphemy, when you break it down in the language, means to talk hurtfully of, which is a unique. It gives someone a unique insight into God. That we can talk and do some things in a way that hurts God. Hurts Him in some way, relating to it in human terms. Hurts His feelings. It hurts God when we say certain things and when we do certain things. The Lord, when He walked this earth, He was spoken hurtfully of. And it hurt Him. It hurt Him. The psalmist, we went through Psalms in Sunday school. We've gone through it and we've talked about it on Sunday evening. And the Lord exposed to a number of us in a number of different ways. There are several places in the Psalms, and there are several Psalms where the psalmist is expressing the deep pain that he has felt over those who have spoken hurtfully of him. He's talking about attacks. He's talking about those who have attacked him, and there are places where he relates of those who have attacked him physically, but there are several places where he's talking about those who have attacked him with their words and what they've said. And that's hurt him deeply. People who said things hurtful of him that he trusted, that he thought would never do that, and struggled with that. The Apostle Paul struggled with that. If you're going to live for the Lord, expect it. It's going to happen. And it's going to hurt. And it's going to leave scars. It's going to leave wounds. But that will happen. Another aspect of this word is, when those would speak harmfully of you and hurtfully of you, or about you, there is a chance to allow the Lord to bring good from that. One part of the good that it is, it drives us to the Lord and to depend upon Him. It will drive you to the Lord and depend upon Him. When you face the hurt, things being said to you and about you, it can humble you, so you just cling to the Lord to get through it, to survive, to hold up on it. You just cling to the Lord. Another thing you can do as you're clinging to the Lord in that hurt, It can be used by the Lord to point out blind spots where you and I can be holding on to the old creation that we didn't see that, and if particularly where we've been looking to the Lord and we've allowed pride to get into our life and begin to feel that, okay, I'm walking with the Lord, I'm trying to live for Him, I'm doing all of that, and then somehow in and of myself, I've become better than someone else. I'm more spiritually elevated than someone else. I'm up here spiritually and other people are down here. And God can use those hurtful words which are meant for your harm, but to point out, hey, you're worried too much about yourself. You're worried too much about what people think about you. You're worried too much about what people say about you. If you were, that's old creation. The new creation worries about Christ. And just whatever said about you really don't matter that much. Yes, it hurts, but it really doesn't matter that much. And it can point out those blind spots. Well, I'm going to leave that point. We're going to close with list this last point, unless the Lord makes me come back to this other one. The call is, in the midst of it all, keep walking, keep working for the Lord. Keep living for Him. No matter the pain, no matter whatever said about you or to you, just keep walking with the Lord. Keep working for Him. Because that's the way. If something that someone can say to you or to I can take us off the way, then we don't have our eyes on the Lord like we need to. If we have our eyes on the Lord and we're dependent upon Him, we're living for Him, then that's all that matters. We'll keep our eyes stayed upon Him. That keeps our rock walk and our feet on the rock. And then people can like it, can praise us, can edify us, or they can talk hurtfully of us. Probably get some of both. But neither one matters very much. It just matters to keep walking for the Lord. Any suffering that comes, any hurt that comes from what people would mean as harm, is part of the privilege of suffering for Him, part of the price that we're able to pay for Him, part of the counting the cost, and we are to keep our feet on the path and keep walking for Him. We are to do that for the Lord. He deserves that. He is worthy of that. Jesus says, if you do that and you take your hand off the plow, you're not worthy of Him. He is worthy of our complete devotion. He is worthy to keep walking with Him if we're the only ones that do it, no matter what anybody else says. It's for our own good, so that God can fulfill the purpose He wants in each of our lives. It's also for the good of others, others that need to hear about Christ, need to learn how to walk the way. The Lord has given us, in His great mercy, it is a gift of grace, totally a gift of grace, totally a gift. Salvation, the way, all of it is a gift. We can't earn it, we can't bring it about ourselves. The only thing that we can do is accept it and live it out. And the way in salvation has been a great gift to us. It's up to us whether we accept it, and it's up to us whether we are willing to accept it enough and live it out enough that we're willing then to pass it on to others who so desperately need it. And that's the call. It's an old story, but it's one of my favorites. Goes back in a time where there's a fishing village on the coast, and there's one family. The father of the family had been in the fishing endeavors, that's how they made their money, had died at sea. The oldest son, William, had been lost at sea. There was left a mother and her youngest son, Jim. There was a wreck off the coast of the fishing village, so a number of men got in a small boat, fought the waves, finally got out to the wreck and came back with survivors. When they got back, they said, we got everybody, but we just couldn't fit the last person in the boat. So a few others were getting back in the boat, and Jim getting in the boat to go too. And the mother said, Jim, don't go. Don't go. I've lost my husband. I've lost William. I can't lose you. Don't go. Don't go. And Jim said to his mother, I've got to go. It's my duty. Whoever out there needs me, I got to go. So a little group in a little boat fought their ways out to sea, got to the wreck, and they were making their way back. When they got close enough to the shore, the people on the shore said, did you get the last survivors? Get the last survivors. And Jim shouted out from the boat, yes, we got him. And tell Mother, it's William. People out there who need Christ, who need the way. My belief has been fully through and through that the Lord's call and vision for this church was to be a church about the way and to walk the way together, so that we can be used by the Lord through the power of the Lord, through the movement of His Spirit, through a complete dependence upon Him and denying ourselves, to be used by Him in a great way to lead Christ and to teach them how to walk the way too. That call is still extended, although the door seems to be closing. But the call is there to the church. Regardless what the church would decide to do, that call is there for you. God says to his people, and he's told ones that have gotten discouraged at times, he says, Lord, the people aren't doing it. The people aren't following it. The Lord says, I've always had a remnant. I've always had some who will follow me and walk with me. You're not alone. You may be few, but you're not alone. Individually, no matter what anybody else says, the call is for you to commit to walking the way and to be used by him, then to pass it on. We talked about Christmas, getting gifts. This is the great gift that the Lord has given you. It's yours now. It's yours. God has given it to you. It's in your lap. You'll either take it, unwrap it, and enjoy it and use it, and then pass it on to someone else, or you'll set it aside, neglect it, to your own harm, to your own hurt, to your own relationship with the Lord, and to those down the road who so desperately needed that gift too. Call is, we commit yourself to the way, to walking it, we commit yourself to fulfill that vision as part of the church.